call that disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow? That's
yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have a, if I have a very bad pain right here, I'm probably having an attack of
appendicitis.
Appendicitis. Mm-hmm. Do you ever? You still have your appendix?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about if somebody ate something or drank something that disagreed with him and it came back up? You'd say he had to.
And vomit.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say anything else for that?
Maybe indigestion or vomit.
Or if they were joking about
belch.
Yeah. You ever heard throw up?
Or throw up. Well, vomit and throw up would be the same thing.
What about puke?
Puke.
Okay. What if a person who's like that, you say he's sick where?
Stomach.
Sick at his stomach. Okay. What about if you had a neighbor who had just heard something on the TV, you might say, well, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me about it.
Okay. Or what about if you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come? You'd say, well, now, if you don't come,
I wonder why or something kind.
Okay, or I'll be disappointed.
Disappointed.
Okay. Well, what about if you're going to be glad to see me when I come over, you and your wife, you'd say, well, we're
proud to have you.
Okay. Or what about, let's say a boy keeps going over to this girl's house over and over again, and the neighbors begin to think that he's getting serious about her. You'd say he's doing what? He's just keeps going to see the same girl all the time.
He just going regular.
Would you say he's courting her or?
Yeah, courting her.
Something like, have you ever heard that called anything else besides courting her?
I don't. Sparking her.
Sparking, uh-huh, okay. And what about him? You'd call him, you'd say he's her.
Bull.
Uh-huh. And she's his.
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. And what about if that boy comes home with some lipstick on his collar and his little brother sees it, he might say, well, you've been
hugging.
Hugging or kissing or something like that. Mm-hmm. What about if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
She just... Turned him down.
Okay. Or if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got. She didn't turn him down. If she said yes, they went ahead and got married. Got married. Okay. Yeah. At a wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom? He's the
best man.
Uh huh. And the woman who stands up with the bride.
That's the bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a after? A couple gets married, a lot of people following them back to their house and just carrying on and celebrating and making...
I can't have said it. I'm going to tell what I have. We going to... Serenade.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, never will forget, man, woman still living. It's been 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to tell you.
I'll go ahead.
That thing don't listen.
That's all right.
This crowd was ready to serenade. I've been waiting pretty late to go. And